Bob's Golden Business is a podcast about my dad, Suresh Babu, known affectionately to his thousands of customers as Bob. He didn't always know he wanted to go into the jewelry retail business growing up, but what he did know from a very young age was that he was destined to become a businessman.
When did you know that you wanted to be like a businessman? What age?
Well, when I was a kid, right, in India, I used to sell eggs, I used to sell milk, I used to sell yogurt, and I used to sell mangoes, everything. When I was 7 years old, I used to do this.
For your family or
family? Family. Mama always, you know, grandma always used to be so confident in me, and that's why she used to tell me, you know, you are the right person. And from the beginning, she knows I can sell anything.
Bob's Golden Business is a raw look at the making of a master of business who never even went to business school. It's a late 1970s Indian immigrant's come up story about how to make it in America, how it can all be lost in a single moment, and how to build it all back from nothing against all the odds. Enjoy this first episode.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Suresh.
Hi, Dad.
How are you, Nana?
Good. What are you doing, Dad?
Nothing. I'm watching WNBC.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's on? Shark Tank?
Hey, Shark Tank, yes.
Is it a new episode? Or?
Yeah, new one, yes.
Okay. Do you want to talk now or do you want to talk after the show?
Okay, I can. How long, Nana? Yeah, how long is it going to take?
However long you want.
Yeah, 15
yeah,
minutes,
yeah.
20
minutes. This is more just to test this,
right.
Just show you like how easy it is. There's so many different things we could do with this. Just talk about your like best stories and then we just compile them and then, you know,
right.
We can do whatever we want with it at the very least. My kids, Pooja's kids, learning
right.
about your life, like
right.
It's so valuable. And I think it's really interesting from now on. Every kid is going to be born into the age where the internet is part of life. So
right.
I think people are going to think that my generation or like that the generation that's on the internet is where their families started, even though, you know, the history goes back so far. But speaking of that, your interest in business, when did that start? When did you know that you wanted to be like a businessman? What age?
Well, when I was a kid, right, in India, all my relatives and all my uncles and everybody, they know I'm going to be something one day.
Something in business or just?
Something in business. Something in business. Because I used to be very active and when I was a kid, I used to sell eggs, I used to sell milk, I used to sell yogurt, and I used to sell mangoes. Everything. When I was 7 years old, I used to do this.
For your family or
family? What, family.
Did somebody ask you to do that or?
No, because Amma always, you know, grandma always used to be so confident in me, and that's why she used to tell me, you know, you are the right person, and you know, you go sometimes, you know. You want to sell mango, sometimes they say, okay, instead of 10, if you give me 12 for 1 rupee, we buy. So I tell them, okay, take
mm-hmm.
it. So like that, right. I know I did it. So even...
And you were only 7?
At that time, I was only 7.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? You were the youngest, right?
I'm the youngest in... we are total 8. 5 sisters and 3
mm-hmm.
brothers. I'm the youngest in the family.
Okay. Why do you think that Nainama asked you at only 7 to go and sell all of these things versus your other brothers and sisters? Was it just because they were too busy with other things or what?
Not only busy, somehow from the beginning she knows I can sell anything. That's why she used to push me, you know, going to business and this. That's why from my 12th grade I did my bachelor's in commerce.
Right.
Yeah, you know, then first, you know, I was going to go into the police department and anyway. Lalita, third sister, came in 1972 to this country. And then she came back to India in 1973, I think, 73 or 74. And she told me, just finish your college, everything, and I'm going to sponsor you, come to United States. That time I was not interested. Even in India, I wanted to do business, and I told Lalita, you know, I want to do business in India. She said, what kind of business? I told her, this is my plan. I want to open a movie theater, one restaurant, one liquor store, one medical shop. So this
yeah.
way, you know, especially who works in the coal mines, end of the day, they want to drink, they want to eat, Mm-hmm. They want to go to the movies.
Right, right. Was it a coal mining town? Is that why you said coal mining?
Coal mining town, because I was going to open business in coal mining town. That is Khammam Jilla, Khammam district.
Okay, so that's like where you grew up. Okay.
I didn't really care. This is only like 30 miles from our village.
Why the medical shop?
Why the medical shop? Because, you know, because every day, you know, you drink and you eat, then one day you get sick and you go to the doctor. Next thing, doctor writes the prescription, then you have to go to the medical shop to pharmacy, you know, to buy the medication.
How old were you when you thought of that?
I was like 20 years.
Okay. Up till then, you never like dreamed about going to America. That was not something that
you were ever
thinking about?
No. All the time I was going to settle in India, and because of Lalitata, you know, she said, I have a full confidence in you. You can do wonders here. In case if you fail, you don't have to pay me anything. I'm going to sponsor you. I'm going to give you the ticket. You can stay with me for 1 year, 2 years. If you do not like it, not successful here, you can go back. But trust me, come to America. That's what she told me.
What year was that? That was 1978.
Yes, 1978. I landed here in May 19th.
Where did you live at that point?
We landed in New York JFK Airport. From there, we took Delta Airlines to Louisiana. We landed in New Orleans. Lalitata picked me up from there. That time, they used to live in Independence in Louisiana. Independence is a small town in Louisiana.
When did you come to New York?
In 1978, in August.
Okay, so you were in Louisiana for 2 months and then moved to New York?
Yes.
And all of you moved?
Yes. So we used to live in one-bedroom apartment. So
what were you doing as far as work or school or what were you doing?
Well, first... deal was Lalitata told me to go to school, finish MBA here. Then she told me whatever you want to do, do it first. You know, you have to finish the your MBA. Then I told her just give me 6 months time, then let me find the job. Then I'm going to join in the evening school. So it took 2 months to find a job. So finally, I went to different American companies, and nobody hired me, even labor jobs. That's why.
What kind of companies were you looking at?
That time, you name it, even retail stores like Walgreens, drugstore, any kind of store. I used to go store to store and ask them, do you need any help? I know. Everybody said, we don't need anyone now. Then I decided to go to Indian stores. So then in Manhattan, I went to like two Indian clothing companies. They are direct importers, and they used to sell to all department stores like Macy's, those days Alexander's, A&S. So those kind of stores. So I went there, they hired me. I worked there for only 2.5 months, and then they said, now business is so slow, we're going to lay you off. So I said, no problem. So they laid me off. Then the same time, the guy, the company, the manager, he liked me. He said, you know, you are smart. You are working very hard. If you want to work in any other company, I'm going to recommend you. And I told him, I'm ready to do any kind of work. Then he's the one, he recommended to one jewelry, import company. So I went there. I worked for 1.5 years. So I learned a little bit about jewelry. One fine morning, I decided not to work for anyone. I should start my own business.
So what type of work were you doing in each of those places?
In clothing, garment business, I used to do shipping. Shipping means whatever orders we get from the department stores, any store, take the order form and what they order and put in the box and ship it to them. That's what I did it in clothing company. Then in jewelry, I was in sales. So all these guys, jewelry retail store guys, they used to come to our place. And that place is a wholesale place. So that is import company.
So
they used to import jewelry.
Yeah.
So they used to import from Italy, India, Hong Kong, Bangkok, Mexico, all over the world, jewelry. And they used to sell only wholesale. So I learned the trade, how to do wholesale business and all.
Did you ever really have the intention that you were going to go to the MBA classes at night, or did you know, is that
Yes, you know what? First, they told me I did the only 3-year college in India, because in India, college is only 3 years. In America, college is 4 years. So then they said you have to do prerequisites to you want to do MBA. So they told me take these classes. I started that. Then my elder brother, Ramesh, his friends those days, they did masters in agriculture in India. They came here, they did PhD in agriculture, then they didn't find any jobs. Then they did the MBA, and they were working for UPS and different companies for $12,000 and $15,000 salary in 1978. So one fine evening, one of my brother's friend, he invited me for dinner. So I went there. Mm-hmm. Then he asked me what I am doing. I told him, you know, I am working in so-and-so company, and same time I want to do MBA. Then he asked me, why you want to do MBA? I said, you know, if I do MBA, I'll get a better job and a better prospect. Then he told me, I have a PhD in agriculture and I have a MBA degree. Now I'm working for $12,000 for UPS. Even if you do MBA, right, because you're not doing MBA from Yale or Harvard, you are going to do from a, you know, local small school. So, you know,
right,
if you are smart, you don't need an MBA. Whatever you are doing, just continue. If you want to start your own business, yes, go ahead and do it. That's what he told me. So then I have decided not to do MBA. Yes, I went like 2 months to do my prerequisites, and I quit. Then I didn't finish.
So how did that conversation go with your sister?
Yeah, she was so mad. You know, I told you to finish your MBA, and you know, you are not listening to me. Even same time, my brother Ravi, you are wasting your time, and you know, you are not doing anything here. And you know, you started flea market business on the side. I started flea market business also, only weekends. Monday to Friday I used to work for someone. Saturday, Sunday I used to do flea markets. I used to sell clothes. So in the beginning I didn't do good. I was losing money. So then my sister said, you know, you are wasting time. You are not making any money. Whatever money you make the weekdays, you are losing in the you know, weekend. So why don't you go to school? Then I told, let me try for 12 months. If I don't do good, then I'm going to quit this one, then I'm going to go to school. I want to finish MBA. That's it. After that, you know, different story. You know, I worked so hard and I did it. Yeah.
Right. When you started the flea market business, were you working anywhere else? Were you working at the jewelry wholesaler?
No, okay. I was working in a jewelry store, wholesale jewelry store, Monday to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. First, I started with jewelry. That time, I didn't have money. I had only $500. $500 means you don't get it. You have to buy to display the jewelry, you need a showcase. So with $100, I bought a small second-hand showcase. Then with $400, I bought a silver jewelry. I started selling silver jewelry. But in the beginning, I didn't do good. Because I every weekend, I used to lose $100. Because I had to pay the rent. I had to, you know, hire someone, you know, with me. And I used to pay those days, I think, $25 to that guy.
How long were you working in the jewelry store before you started your own thing on the weekend? How many weeks or months were you working there?
I worked almost for 1.5 years for the jewelry company.
So after a year and a half is when you started at the flea market?
Yes. Then I started the flea market, but I didn't have money to go in a big way. Then I started working for a clothing company.
Okay.
So Monday to Friday, same thing. I used to work for the clothing company, same thing, shipping. Then I worked there for 2 years. With that money, so I used to sell jewelry in one flea market, clothing in another flea market, because I told my boss, because he helped me, I want to, you know, sell clothes in the flea market. The guy said, no problem, whatever you want, you know, you take it and you sell it and pay me back. Like that, I used to go to different Indian garment places and buy, you know, different styles. So I used to sell in the flea market. Whatever money I made in clothing, I have invested in jewelry.
Got it.
Tomorrow, maybe next time, right, when we talk, I'm going to tell you where my turning point
is. Yeah, this is like a perfect cliffhanger. Next time we talk, I'll get another story or two.
Okay, now.
All right, Dad. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
The Bob's Golden Business Podcast is brought to you by Bob's Golden Palace, the all-season discount store. 14 karat gold and fine jewelry since 1979. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or give us a call at 718-461-7689. Thanks for listening to this first episode of the Bob's Golden Business Podcast. We'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.